Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Every day there are countless books and articles that are published offering the key on how to make your business a success. It's easy to feel overwhelmed trying to keep up and run your business. That's why Deb Creer created the Business Power Hour. Keep up on the latest trends, best practices, and techniques for how to make your business a success. Let the Business Power Hour do the heavy work for you.
Good morning, good morning. I am Deb Creer, and I am passionate about giving professionals the tools that they need to make themselves and their businesses as successful as possible. And I cannot tell you how excited I am for the program today. We're going to have so much fun. And yes, I know, I say that every single time. And I am. I'm excited for every guest. But today, we are talking with someone who is not only the daughter of someone who has been on the program several times. She is the daughter of a friend of mine, and she's in Colorado. I've known her since she was, you know, little, what do they say, knee-high to a grasshopper. And now, look at this wonderful, beautiful, talented woman. So please join me in welcoming Bridget Dvorak to our program today. Welcome, Bridget.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
This is so much fun, and I know that we're going to be judged by your mother. So
Of course.
I know. So let me tell people a little bit about you, and then we'll jump into this, because we're going to be talking about something that's very important for every single business owner. And a lot of times people don't even consider it. So it's going to be so much fun today. So Bridget Dvorak is a Denver photographer and owner of Bridget Marie Images, who specializes in branding and corporate event photography. She brings a fresh dash of energy to help passionate entrepreneurs create an easy way to have custom photography so they can show off their unique business with confidence. She works closely with each business to capture their heart, vision, and purpose. Her main goal is to create brand imagery that pops and will tell the story in a consistent, clear, and engaging way. So again, Bridget, welcome.
Thank you. Yes, that is what I do, and I love it.
No. Well, tell us, you know, how is it that you discovered that this is your passion in life?
Sure. So it started way back when. My dad actually gave me his old hand-me-down camera. It was a Pentax K1000, old school film, the whole nine yards. And he built a darkroom in our basement.
Cool.
And so I just fell in love with film photography all those years ago. I decided to go on to CSU to become a fine art photographer.
Go Rams.
Yes, go Rams. And then through that, I met some other wedding professionals and started somewhat shadowing, second shooting, carrying bags, all those things, and really got into the wedding industry.
Cool.
And I did that for about 8 years. I started my business in 2010, so officially 10 years this year.
Wow.
But after wedding photography, I really started shifting a little bit a couple years ago.
And you basically took a year and a half off.
I did. It was kind of crazy. I just took a step back because weddings started to feel just not quite the path I wanted to be on. It's not that they felt bad or I didn't love my clients.
Right. You know? We didn't have bridezillas or anything.
Yeah. Right. It just, you know, I needed a little bit of a shift, a pivot, as we say. So I started working really just with people that I knew intimately and took a big step back from the wedding industry. And I really started to discover that I fell in love with shooting other entrepreneurs and their businesses and helping show what they do behind the scenes.
So
just kind of dove into that. I started doing some corporate event photography. That event photography actually started more so, you mentioned my mom. She is very involved with CASA, Jeff Gilpin. And my sister now also serves on the board for CASA. And I just so fully believe in what they do. So I started shooting their corporate events and getting involved in that side of corporations and branding as well. And it's just been a whirlwind to find this new path that feels like such a good fit.
I love it. You know, and I followed you on Facebook and have seen kind of the transition, and you did absolutely beautiful wedding photography. You know, and you definitely have an artistic eye. You know, and I've obviously seen your dad's work, and he does, you know, phenomenal landscapes and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so what I have seen is that you have kind of taken a combination of all of this. You know, your mom tells the stories, your dad is the artist, and you're the product of that. You know, and so now when I see your business photography, it's not a headshot, you know, or anything like that. I mean, just looking at your website, you can see how different your photography is. And so, you know, that's what I love about it, is it is truly personalized for each business.
Yes, which I think is such an important aspect. You know, every single business is so different, whether that be, you know, their core values, mm-hmm. whether that be a product versus a service, whether that be, you know, a brick and mortar kind of storefront, mm-hmm. or an independent entrepreneur working out mm-hmm. of their home.
Right.
So I really love that every single business, it's like a wedding day, you know, mm-hmm. generically weddings, they have general similar timelines throughout the day, mm-hmm. but every single wedding is so different. And businesses are the exact same way. Mm-hmm. We all generally need a headshot, and we all right. generally host events, and we all generally, you know, need all these mm-hmm. essential pieces for our branding and for our imagery. But every single business just needs something unique to them mm-hmm. to show off who they are and what makes them right. different.
Right. You know, and we've all seen, especially event images, where it could be any event with any group of people, you know, because they, you get the, let's have 4 people, 8 people, have it stand together, pose, take your picture,
right.
You know, and you still need those type of images.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there are so many different ways that you can tell the story, mm-hmm. especially, you know, and of course I'm passionate about telling the stories of nonprofits also. But, you know, there are certainly so many different ways to be taking the images to tell the stories, as opposed to just Betty, Bob, Sue, and Biff were here at this party, or, you know, at this event, or whatever it was, you know, and not just have the talking heads.
Sure.
So, you know, we jumped ahead to corporate events. Let's back up. Let's go back to kind of the branding, because that is what you really started doing. So what is branding photography?
Sure. So, you know, I feel like the word brand gets thrown out quite a bit mm-hmm. nowadays, just in general. And I think the best way I found to understand it, someone once told me that your brand is the way mm-hmm. someone talks about you when you leave the room.
Right.
So it's their experience with you. Mm-hmm. It's their first impression. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, the way you make them feel.
What they post on Facebook.
Right. It's all of those things comprehensively in one. So mm-hmm. I like to explain to people, you know, you can have a logo, you can have fonts, you can have mm-hmm. colors, you can have a website, but really the thing that ties it all together is imagery.
Right.
And this day and age, they say 65% of the population are visual learners.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to have strong, engaging imagery mm-hmm. to tell your story or to, you know, sell your product.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough anymore just to take a photo on your phone and slap it on Instagram.
Right.
What is that saying? What is the mm-hmm. purpose? And so with this brand photography, I really like to do a deep dive into your mm-hmm. business. It's more than just the white wall headshot.
Mm-hmm.
it's really a look at who you are, who is your team, mm-hmm. if that's other humans or if that's your fur baby that mm-hmm. works with you at home. It's really a look at the work behind the scenes, you know, your processes, your, mm-hmm. The heart and soul that you put into your business.
Right.
So it's a much deeper dive than just the easy peasy headshot.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting deeper into that purpose and heart of your business.
Right. Right. So, you know, the easy peasy part, what do you tell people when they say, but there's so many free or cheap stock images out there, Bridget. Why should I pay someone to come in and take pictures?
Absolutely. And I feel you.
And I use those. So, you know.
I get it. They're easily accessible. Mm-hmm. But really what I have found is that the businesses who really grow and who really connect with their audience and their customers are the businesses that create custom images that really, really fully encapsulate their brand mm-hmm. genuinely. And it's hard to do that through a stock image.
Right.
So if I go on to a stock photo site and just search Denver, mm-hmm. people will know if that's generally where I'm at. They'll know mm-hmm. if it fits my photography style. They'll know if I was actually at that cafe mm-hmm. or not. Mm-hmm. So finding those images that are genuine and authentic versus, oh, I just got this off a stock website from mm-hmm. a search.
Right.
I also think that it is so crushing when you see your ad in print or your ad pop up on Facebook and then you scroll a bit or you flip a few pages and you see the uh-huh. exact same stock photo right. of someone else.
Oh, yeah. And you're like, wait a minute. You know, how can that be?
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's because stock imagery, you know, it's hard to find mm-hmm. those really awesome golden nuggets for right. free. And mm-hmm. so everybody's using that golden nugget. There's nothing setting you right. apart and above the white noise right. of the internet.
Well, and especially because when you go to those stock image sites, they're going to bring up the most popular.
Yes.
And so you look at it and go, ooh, that's cool. You know, and right. you know, and so then you use it. And I'll be honest, we've had that happen years ago when I worked for an agency. We used an ad or a young woman in an ad, and she was kind of one of those generic faces. She could have been many ethnicities, mm-hmm. couldn't quite tell what her age was, all these various things. Now, this was an ad that was in the LA Times. Mm-hmm. So this was not a cheap ad. And this was years ago, and this was yeah. not a cheap ad. And in the same issue, someone else used her image.
Yeah.
And the exact same one. I mean, it wasn't just that there were a whole bunch of her, and there were. I mean, you know, there was a portfolio of her, but right. they used the exact same image. Client was not happy.
I bet.
Just to put it mildly, client was not happy.
Yeah. Well, and it's so interesting because this day and age where we are bombarded with images mm-hmm. everywhere, you know, they've actually started to do some marketing studies on the difference between a custom, authentic photo versus mm-hmm. a stock photo. Mm-hmm. And they have actually found that 35% of consumers convert more when you use a real photo of yourself wow. or your team mm-hmm. than a stock image. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think some of that even just goes to, you know, if I'm Googling somebody and I want to work with them mm-hmm. and then I see their about me page and I go and meet them in person and their photo looks like it was taken 10 years ago.
Right. Oh, yeah. No,
and I don't even recognize mm-hmm. them. Or if there are no photos of them anywhere, it's like, what are you hiding?
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
So I think that genuine, authentic photography, taking the time mm-hmm. to do that for your business is so important mm-hmm. this day and age where authenticity is crucial.
Right. You know, and it is a challenge. You know, I'll be honest, right now, my headshot looks a bit different because my hair is different. And of course, that's the thing with women, especially, sure. you know, we change our hair color, all these various things. And so then you stop and think, okay, am I going to put forth that money to sure. redo it? And so a big part of it is, okay, what is your product or your service? I mean, you know, if it's you, then yeah, it had better look like you.
Sure.
But yeah, I always love it when I look at somebody's headshot and it's at least 10 years old. It's like, no,
yeah.
You know, and men change too. You know, their hair changes, color, facial hair comes, facial hair goes, sure. You know, and it's pretty, you know, it's one of those basic things. I tell, you know, I tell people, especially I say, you know, if you're meeting someone for the first time and you've looked at their LinkedIn profile, you should be able to pick them out of a crowd.
Yes.
If their picture does not look like them and you can't find them, then you need a new, you know, they need a new headshot.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, and I think it's so interesting, you know, each business also is unique in how often they need photography.
Right.
So I would personally, I would say at least once a year because mm-hmm. we change a lot.
Right.
Like you said, whether it be
we change our hair.
Right. Whether it be, mm-hmm. you know, I know some people in their business, they maybe lost 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's like, girl, mm-hmm. you need mm-hmm. to put that on your website.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think there's varying degrees of this. I also do know, since I live in Colorado, for some of the businesses I've worked with I work with a food blogger, Cake mm-hmm. and Knife. Mm-hmm. She's awesome, but she can't be posting pumpkin spice lattes in the middle of spring. So
right.
she's going to need branding photography much more often.
Mm-hmm.
So in these, you know, especially states like ours here in Colorado, where the seasons are so clearly different, mm-hmm. having that more consistent quarterly or monthly mm-hmm. imagery coming out is really important because
right.
it shows that you're not using mm-hmm. old dated content.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that you're staying on top of your authenticity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I do social media for senior living complexes,
mm-hmm.
and I tell them we don't do stock photography. You know, now yes, for brochures and things like that, yes. But
sure.
when we're posting on Facebook, mm-hmm. the only stock photography that we use is the articles that are written. When we're talking about the community, it's pictures of the residents.
Yep.
Are they glamorous? Are they pretty? No. You know, but at the same point, we know if somebody walks into one of those communities, they're going to go, hey, yeah, I've seen that picture. That's yeah. the person that did X or went right. to here or did whatever. And, you know, and now, you know, I talk about, you know, they're not, we don't post, you know, unflattering pictures, things like that,
sure.
but it needs to be authentic. We need to be showing them in that community. And same with, you know, any business, we need to see you at your desk. Now I'd be mortified if people saw me at the front part of my desk. This is the back part. But yeah, it makes it more real. And for some people, I mean, it could be that they have a messy desk, that they've got the cat on it or, you know, whatever it is. But more importantly, you know, if you have a big office where you're showing things, you know, what is your process? You know, how are you making things?
Right.
That helps people connect with you also.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's so interesting because when I worked with Cake and Knife, she was like, you know, I do all my own photography of my food, of mm-hmm. course, but it's really hard to get an image of
right.
herself mm-hmm. cooking a recipe
mm-hmm.
or out and about blogging in public at
right.
a restaurant.
Right.
Those are really hard things mm-hmm. to set up yourself, take mm-hmm. yourself without it looking staged or posed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
yeah.
when I think the branding photography sessions can really help elevate mm-hmm. your business and elevate your photography mm-hmm. is when it's those images that you can't necessarily capture yourself.
Right.
Or that you really want to be working and involved with your team and, you know, you're all huddled around the conference mm-hmm. room
yeah.
table.
And a selfie is not going to work.
Right. That's not going to cut mm-hmm. it. It might cut it in your stories,
mm-hmm.
but on
right.
your feed or on your website, mm-hmm. a little bit more polished, a little bit more refined mm-hmm. from professional, I personally think is the way to go.
Right. You know, and many people don't really understand the composition of images. You know, you don't want to have certain things in it and lighting, things like that. You know, I remember many years ago, I worked with a hotel in Denver and we were rebranding them and they hired a professional photographer to take pictures of the food in their restaurant
mm-hmm.
and didn't have me as part of the process. And I thought, okay, you know, we'll see how this comes out.
Sure.
We had several thousand images, couldn't use a single one.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it was because he didn't know how to light it. He didn't know, you know, we had, you know, like we'd have a plate
mm-hmm.
of food in the picture. And I was like, no. You want to have the whole table setting. You want to show, you know, you want to have the glass of wine sitting there, all those various things. And, you know, and yes, there are times where you cheat on things where you know, it's not really mashed potatoes. It's, you know, all those various things. But, you know,
right.
the professional photographer is the person who really knows how to make your images look the best that they can, because that's not what we should be focusing on. We need to be focusing on those other things that we're doing.
Right. Well, I also think a big thing, kind of reverting back to you talking about my wedding photography days,
mm-hmm.
I think a huge aspect that I pulled from that and that I really try to utilize is that storytelling.
Right.
And that's a lot of what you can get from professional photography
mm-hmm.
is, why is the plate there? Why is the
mm-hmm.
wine glass there? Why did we choose that table setting?
Mm-hmm.
Which angle are we shooting from? Is there a person in the photo or not?
Right.
All of those things, that storytelling and really coming from a photojournalistic style of more so being like a fly on the wall, you know,
right.
I don't necessarily want people to notice that I'm photographing them
mm-hmm.
at a cocktail party,
mm-hmm.
at a fundraising event.
Right.
I want to get those genuine connections
mm-hmm.
through people, whether that be at events or with you
mm-hmm.
and your team or
right.
you and your product.
Mm-hmm.
I think those storytelling moments are very hard to capture yourself mm-hmm. genuinely because you're so aware of what you're having to do with your own phone
mm-hmm. right.
in that photo. It's very hard to be genuine mm-hmm. and capture those candid moments. Mm-hmm. So I think the professional branding photography aspect of that, whether it be for yourself or for your event, really can capture the heart of who mm-hmm. you are as a business.
Right. You know, and it keeps coming back to what we've been saying. It's that authenticity. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to see the team all lined up. I want to see them working on yeah. a project. Now, yes, somewhere on the website or wherever, you probably need the picture of everybody all lined up and, right. you know, the caption under it saying, this is Bob, this is Sue, this is you, all those various things. But even that doesn't have to be the type of pictures. You know, maybe they're outside. Maybe, you know, maybe they're all, you know, depending on what they do, you know, there's certainly ways that it doesn't have to be the talking heads again.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think there are so many ways to represent your team that is not, you know, how it's always been done.
Right.
And I think, like you said, there's sometimes when you just need those shots. Mm-hmm. We all need a professional looking headshot.
Right. We need our LinkedIn picture.
Right. But again, does that mean it has to be in front of a white wall?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or are you, you know, I actually have worked with DBC Irrigation. They're a sprinkler company. Mm-hmm. And so we did the owner's headshot in the gorgeous outdoors.
Right. Oh, if it had been a picture of him in a suit.
Right.
No, that's not authentic.
Right. Exactly. So I think really it's customizing it to each brand. And I mm-hmm. love that I get to work with these clients before the session to mm-hmm. talk about these things,
right.
and to learn about them mm-hmm. and to really harness what makes them unique and mm-hmm. where would the best location be? Is that mm-hmm. indoors at an office situation? Mm-hmm. Is that outside? Is mm-hmm. it at a restaurant? Is it in a coffee shop?
Right.
You know, there's, or heck, I have a client lined up for later in the month that is a hair salon. Mm. So they're not necessarily going to want the office, you know, structured right. type of photos because they're mm-hmm. a fun mm-hmm. four women kicking ass, running right. down salon, dying cool. crazy mermaid hair.
Oh, yeah. 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 And if you had the typical picture, it'd be, you know, you'd look at, well, you know, why would I want to go to that person?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep, it's leveraging what makes them unique and showcasing that mm-hmm. in a way that's going to really boost up their business.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, and we see that even with the high-powered CEOs of the world. You know, when you see the picture of them relaxed or having a ton of fun or whatever it is, that's when you really know, oh my gosh, that's what they are as a person. You know, and, you know, the pictures of Bill Gates, of, you know, even Warren Buffett, you know, Richard Branson, you know, all of those people, you know, when you see them in those type of settings, mm-hmm. that's where you're thinking, you know, hey, we want to work with you. And, you know, I talk about this a lot on the program that, you know, there is that whole know, like, and trust feature. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that comes from, you know, really feeling like, oh, hey, this is a real person. Yeah. And it doesn't matter what the business is. I want to know that they're a real person.
Absolutely. Well, and I want to know that they value their team members or they value their employees or they don't just make this product or this service mm-hmm. to make a paycheck. They really, truly care about this
right.
and they're passionate about mm-hmm. it. I think all of those things can come through mm-hmm. in your branding photography. Mm-hmm. And really just tell a deeper story as to who they are and maybe why they took that path.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, and I love that you talk about storytelling so much because I think that is what is, you know, critical in so much of this. You know, and I keep thinking back to, you know, the times when I see pictures of, you know, corporate America, but then we see them doing a Habitat for Humanity house mm-hmm. or working with kids or doing whatever it is that they do, you know, out for softball, having employees' right. birthdays, all of those things. That's, again, what tells the story of the company.
Right, right. And I think that sometimes we have these weird stereotypes, especially mm-hmm. around events, of right. what is like professional photographer worthy.
Mm-hmm.
And my theory is if you're inviting humans to a location, it's photo worthy.
Right.
Whether right. it be internal and it's mm-hmm. your ugly sweater party for Christmas mm-hmm. or whether it be external and it's your biggest fundraising mm-hmm. event of the year.
Right.
All of those things speak to your business and mm-hmm. your company and how you value mm-hmm. your people.
Right.
And I think that those things show who we are as mm-hmm. humans and what connects us and what makes us want to donate to mm-hmm. that nonprofit
right.
or what makes us want to work for that corporation mm-hmm. and do that work. I think that all of those things kind of blend together, and it's really hard to retell that if you've missed the moment photographically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because again, I learned this with weddings. Once the day's over, it's gone.
Right.
Sure, yeah. You might have the dress. Mm-hmm. You might save the top mm-hmm. of your cake for a year.
Mm-hmm.
You might dry your flowers. But really all you have to mm-hmm. capture those moments is mm-hmm. your photography.
Right.
And it's the same thing with you ribbon cutting the doors open to your brand mm-hmm. new business.
Mm-hmm.
How amazing would it be
right.
to show that photo in a slideshow mm-hmm. at your 10-year anniversary?
Right. Oh, yes.
I mean,
yes.
That's powerful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally capturing your history as a business.
Right. You know, and yeah, you can stage that, and you know, you might want to just to, you know, make sure you get the picture,
sure.
but it's the picture, you know, when you're staging it, you're not getting, you know, you've got the big scissors and you're not, when people know it's a staged picture, their reactions are different. You know,
right.
the crowd isn't going, you know, you don't drop the scissors, you know, all of these various, oh, my favorites are always when they go to cut and it doesn't cut.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, you know, that's fun. That happens. That's real life.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to work with somebody that's perfect. You know, I'm close to perfect, but I'm not perfect. And so, you know, I don't want to work with somebody who is.
Right. Well, and I don't want to also work with someone who portrays that they are, but they're not.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's also a huge aspect is I think we've started to see a shift
mm-hmm.
in, you know, showing the ups and downs of business or showing the ups mm-hmm. and downs of these different aspects of who we are as business owners. But it's really so comforting to be like, dang, they're really having to push and work late hours to get that huge order out on time.
Right.
Or, you know, and see those behind the scenes stories that show a whole different side to their mm-hmm. business.
Yes. So, you know, how do you work with somebody to really get that flavor of who they are and not just, hey, you know, we're going to go in and we're going to take 40 headshots in a row and it's going to, you know, you get 10 minutes and you get 10 minutes and you get 10 minutes.
Sure. Well, first, I really love to dive into their brand.
Mm-hmm.
Because hopefully they have that figured out. Whether that be color schemes, logos, your product, mm-hmm. all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
But then really, what is your vibe? You know,
right.
what do you want? What emotion are you wanting to evoke mm-hmm. out of people? Whether that be dark and moody or kind of mm-hmm. like a little edgy, a little badass, mm-hmm. or whether that be really light and airy and lots of negative space and flowy and it's just really bright mm-hmm. and refreshing. I really try to find out what is their individual vibe as a
business.
And then from there, I like to ask them questions of, okay, so who are we talking to?
Mm.
Are we talking to your customer? Are
right.
we talking to potential new hires?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are we talking to potential new donors and
mm.
people who want to fundraise and who want to mm-hmm. donate to your mm-hmm. nonprofit? Who is our audience? Because that's also going to dictate what are we shooting?
Mm-hmm.
What are we looking for in that session?
Right.
And then once we've kind of narrowed down those to what is your vibe? Who is your audience? Then we can go into the fun stuff of, okay, like what are, you know, if we're, let's say that we're really light and airy and we're talking to new employees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what do we want to draw them in with?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the fun in-house things that you guys provide
mm-hmm.
as a company? Is that benefits? Is that
mm-hmm.
your schedule? Is that how you make the product? Do you know, are you actually physically making things?
Mm-hmm.
And so then we'll kind of craft those shoots to be around who are we talking to? What is the vibe? Okay, now what supplies do we need?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do we capture your story that we want to present in these forms?
Right.
Also, where are we putting these photos?
Mm-hmm.
Are they only for your website? Are they for social media? Are they for brochures?
Mm-hmm.
Are they for grant applications?
Mm-hmm.
Are they for, you know, just, I mean, I know that I've also worked for a recreation center and some of their events, they have like in-house TVs where the photos that they've taken during their events or during their workout sessions are just rotating on in-house TVs. Mm-hmm. So knowing exactly where they're wanting to use those images really helps us figure out how to tell that story, where it's being presented. Mm-hmm. So as you can tell, it's a lot.
Right. So, and as you were saying this, one of the things that I was thinking about was that's something everybody needs to be thinking about, mm-hmm. is that, you know, we need to, you know, what are the images for? So let's not just take four headshots. You know, because we can be using them in a multitude of ways. Because how many times have we taken a headshot and then later on thought, we need something else.
Right.
And even just different sizes. Mm-hmm. You know, what I'm thinking about is, you know, we ask our guests for their headshots, mm-hmm. and you sent a horizontal and a vertical. You know, and it's funny because I actually crop it to a square, but,
crop one of them.
You know, how many times have we needed a different type of picture?
Right.
Or we've done the headshots and then we've realized we really need something that's much more casual.
Right.
You know, so while you have that professional photographer there, why not take advantage? Mm-hmm. You know, and so, yeah, it's probably going to take longer. You might need a change of clothes, mm-hmm. you know, all these various things, definitely maybe a change of location.
Sure.
But, you know, even if you do this every year, mm-hmm. you know, you can, you know, it's going to go better if you really stop and think it through, as opposed to just, hey, we've got somebody coming in to do headshots today.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, and I really like to, you know, when we do these branding sessions, mm-hmm. I really like to try and create some of those very, I guess, seasonal images mm-hmm. that are, you can tell it's needed right now, or this mm-hmm. is happening right now.
Right.
But another goal of that branding session is to create somewhat of a stock image gallery of your own for your own brand.
Right.
And so we want to also create those evergreen images.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the most recent sessions that I've done, we did actually branding photos and a big event, their grand opening, was the Native American Bank. And it was a brand new branch that opened up. Mm-hmm. And so we got some of those, you know, really great team member photos mm-hmm. and them mm-hmm. working and all of those, you know, brand new kind of images that if a team member leaves, they probably can't use that photo anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit more temporary.
Right.
But then we also got some evergreen shots, like of their lobby, mm-hmm. of the ATM, of somebody using the iPad, and mm-hmm. some of those shots that they can use long term, whether it's a different season, whether mm-hmm. they have new people or not. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to just create galleries for people who they feel like they're only good for 6 months or a year.
Right.
We want images that they can use long term mm-hmm. and images that are in the now.
Right.
So a little bit of both.
Right. And of course, there are ways to shoot those images so that if the hairstyle changes, all those various things, you know, so maybe you're seeing their hands
right.
or from the back or, right. you know, a variety of things. You know, and I tell people, you know, that's what we're looking for when we're taking pictures is, you know, we want to see them being, living, working, you know, whatever it is. And so it could just be that you have everybody's hands or, you know, you've got somebody's shoulder, something like
right.
that. So that it is more of an evergreen type of picture. And, you know, depending on how it is, even if that person leaves, you still might be able to use the pictures.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I do think too, it's really nice to have those images for some of those, maybe like one woman show, mm-hmm. powerhouse entrepreneur. You don't necessarily want just your face in every single photo
right.
you post.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really nice to have those shots varying up of you walking down the street or of your hands writing mm-hmm. or drinking coffee or just those different perspectives that right. you might not be able to shoot yourself mm-hmm. or you might not think of
mm-hmm.
Because you haven't ever done a branding session mm-hmm. before.
Right.
So it's really nice to have that variety too, mm-hmm. so that it's not just like, here's my face,
right.
here's my face.
yeah, because, you know, yeah, while we might be working with that face,
right.
I want to know what's more about that face.
Right, absolutely.
You know, and so it could be that, you know, you end up going to their home and taking
right.
pictures of them with their kids, their pets, their spouse.
Yep.
You know, or maybe, you know, volunteering. We've mentioned that several times. Maybe that's very important. So you take pictures of them volunteering,
right.
you know, and especially when we've got an entrepreneur, a small business owner who is really the face of that business. Right. I want to know more about them.
Yes, I agree. Well, and I also feel like it's starting to get to this point where we also want to know what makes them happy outside of their business. Mm-hmm. And right. so we can bring in a little bit of fun for the branding shoot mm-hmm. for that too. You know, are you a coffee addict? Are mm-hmm. you a tea lover? Right. Do you have a favorite book? You know, mm-hmm. do you love riding your bike places? You know, it's really harnessing not just the business, but the people. Mm-hmm. And again, it just keeps coming back to that story and that mm-hmm. authenticity.
Right. So, you know, I think we've, you know, we've talked to, about, you know, the personal branding. But you know, the other thing that you do is events.
Yes.
And, you know, and we, you know, we started talking about that at the start where every business event looks like every other business event. You know, sometimes, you know, if it's a big gala, well, you know, it's a different one because the women have a different dress on,
right.
but it could be the same event mm-hmm. just over and over again. So what do you do to make events really stand out and look different and tell the story?
Yeah, well, I think a big piece of that is, like I said, trying to be a little bit of a fly on the wall. And honestly, I also really love coming to the entire event.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes...
setup is sometimes some of the best places,
yeah,
especially to get staff pictures.
Absolutely. Well, and the cocktail hours. Sometimes
yes.
it's like, oh, well, our presentation starts at 7, so mm-hmm. just get here at 6:45.
Right.
And then I get there at 6:45 and it's like, you've had all these awesome people mingling mm-hmm. here since
right.
6.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is the stuff we want.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's capturing those genuine, you know, candid moments that mm-hmm. happen between people at these events,
right.
whether it be, you know, cheersing their champagne mm-hmm. or whether it be voting on the silent auction mm-hmm. Items that are new this year or, you know, so I photograph for 7-Eleven
mm-hmm.
and do their ribbon cuttings across
right.
the state.
Mm-hmm.
So again, those are pretty routine. We know there's mm-hmm. going to be a ribbon cutting.
Right.
We know that there's going to be Slurpees.
Yep.
We
the giant scissors.
Mm. Right, right. So again, how do you make that unique? And it's really trying to figure out who is coming to that location
mm-hmm.
and how is that store owner connecting with that community?
Right.
And, you know, is it close to a school? So there's mm-hmm. a bunch of high schoolers coming mm-hmm. in rambunctious, excited for pizza and, you know, big gulps.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it next to... you know, a suburban mm-hmm. house, you know, complex, and right. there's little kids that ride their mm-hmm. bikes over with their parents, and they have mm-hmm. these big gulps and Slurpees, mm-hmm. and so I think it's just finding those little things that make every single event unique,
mm-hmm.
and again, it goes back to storytelling,
right.
but really, it's just trying to be that fly on the wall and mm-hmm. see what's happening and let the event unfold naturally,
mm-hmm.
rather than trying to force these situations mm-hmm. to happen.
Right. You know, and obviously there is a level of professionalism, you know,
sure.
especially if there are adult beverages that are involved. I mean, you're not going to be taking pictures of somebody who's had too much,
right.
You know, and, or if you do, okay, that's fine, but it doesn't get used.
Right.
You know, and I think that's one of the things that we've all seen companies make mistakes with. When everybody there is using their smartphone or, you know, the whole wedding thing where everybody had little cameras on the tables.
Yeah.
I mean, so many times you get pictures that aren't usable for mm-hmm. a variety of reasons. You know, and again, so that's why you want the professional photographer mm-hmm. who knows, okay, now that person, maybe not so much. Let's mm-hmm. go over here and take pictures of these people. And you also know to make sure, okay, are they all right with this, you know, with their picture being taken? You know, you mentioned kids and things like that. A lot of times kids, you know, we don't want them in there, but, you know, you can be showing them riding off on their little bikes because you can't identify them.
Right.
You know, that's the whole thing. And so, you know, it, and I love that, you know, even ribbon cuttings can tell stories. I mean, clearly, you know, when you're having, say, a nonprofit event or something like that, there's a story built in.
Sure.
But what I love is when you're having to find the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and it's just so fascinating to me because we think these events are routine, but mm-hmm. they are so not.
Right.
Oh my gosh, they're
mm-hmm.
so much fun every single mm-hmm. time I go, whether it be, you know, the sponsors or the donors mm-hmm. or whether it be like at CASA, they mm-hmm. usually have a guest CASA child come and tell their story.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And just getting to capture those moments mm-hmm. of them meeting other CASA sponsors and things like that. You know, and I do think that the storytelling is a big piece of it, I also think a big bonus of having a professional photographer there is moments like at a ribbon cutting, when you're trying to get 30 sets of eyeballs mm-hmm. all looking in one location right. mm-hmm. at the same time.
Yeah, because you do need to get that, okay, everybody look here.
Right, you know? Right. Yeah, and that's really hard to do when there's eight people with smartphones mm-hmm. behind me.
Right, and you're trying to figure out, who am I supposed to look at?
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And I guess, you know, if I'm trying to capture that history and legacy, mm-hmm. do I want an iPhone photo where mm-hmm. half the people are not looking at the camera? Or do right. I want to take the time to hire a professional mm-hmm. and get the shot
right.
and have an image that's going to last mm-hmm. for 50 years that right. I'm in business
right.
and not just be a grainy downloadable mm-hmm. pic.
Right. Yeah. You know, and yes, we all are walking around with, you know, cameras, yep. you know, every single person anymore has a camera in their pocket,
yes.
but you know, is it something that even next year you're going to look at and go, wow, that's a great picture. Yeah. You know, my client sent me a picture the other day and it was a great picture and it had a hand in, you know, and there was no way to crop that out.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, the professional photographer knows, you know, when to tell her, okay, look here, everybody take. But you also know how to set up the casual pictures to yeah. be standing so that there's not a chair, you know, so that there's not an right. exit sign hanging over somebody's head, things like that.
Yeah. My favorite is always when there's a tree right out of the
top of your
head.
Yes. Growing out of there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, finding the composition, finding the light, finding the flattering mm-hmm. angles, finding the story, all are comprehensive. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's really hard to, A, put that pressure on a teammate or just right. a, you know, family member.
A family member. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot of pressure mm-hmm. for somebody who's just using their phone and doesn't have any experience. Mm-hmm. And I also think that a big piece that I try to encourage people to do is still print your photos.
Right.
We've kind yes. of lost this art of printing our images. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so much harder to do that when mm-hmm. they're sitting on your phone and just so accessible.
Right. Right.
And they should live on longer than a digital image. Who knows right. if a USB drive mm-hmm. will be what we use in 20 mm-hmm. years.
Right, right.
So having those quality mm-hmm. images that you can actually print an 8x10 mm-hmm. and hang it on the wall, mm-hmm. or you can print it, you know, a 4x6 and put it on your desk. Mm-hmm. I think that those, that quality of not just the file size, but mm-hmm. of the actual image itself and the composition right. and the emotion behind it is so important. Right.
Well, and you mentioned the word quality, you know, so this is not, hey, I'm going to print it on my inkjet printer and two right. years from now it will have faded. No, right. this is again, getting a quality print,
yes.
You know, and no, we're not talking about sending it down to Walgreens either.
Right.
You know, and the cool thing now is you can have things printed on things other than just paper.
Yeah.
You know, my neighbor is a professional photographer. She does landscape photography and she prints on metal. And those are
wow, I love metal.
Oh, and there oh. is something that the color is so different when you print on metal. And you know, many of us have seen things printed on glass. You know, mm-hmm. and so those are things that again, 5, 10, 15, 50 years from now, you will still have
right.
as opposed to the piece of paper where, you know, it's faded away and you can't tell anything. Or worse, I had that on an iCloud account. Can I access that?
Absolutely.
You know, or you put your, you know, you even still have something that reads a USB drive and it says, mm-hmm. no, sorry.
Yeah.
You know, so print those images. And if they're your truly something you want to archive, print multiple ones and store them in other places too.
Yes. Well, and it's so funny, you know, I think about when I started my business, it was 2010.
Mm-hmm.
So the rage was to get a disc, to
right.
get a CD.
Oh yeah, you got a CD.
I can't even buy a computer with a CD drive
no.
in it nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
So printing your images is so mm-hmm. important, and archiving them in a way that's going to last you as long as your business lasts.
Right.
I think is such a special thing to have mm-hmm. and be able to pull out of the cabinet and be able mm-hmm. to, you know, showcase how mm-hmm. important this day was for you.
Right.
And that it wasn't just a blip in time on your camera phone. Mm-hmm. That's as much as you cared about it.
Mm-hmm.
You cared enough to go hire a professional, photograph the entire mm-hmm. day, and then print them and store them and keep them for this mm-hmm. legacy of
right.
your business.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if your business has one employee or thousands. You know, there are things that the very small businesses do that are worth archiving, that, you know, you want to keep, you know, and so it's something that everybody needs to be thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's so interesting, you know, I talk about this stuff now and it's like, dang, I wish somebody had taken a picture of me in my college dorm room when I started my business 10 years ago,
right.
Because I don't have that photo. And there's no way I can really recreate that now. So it's such a fleeting moment that it's so important to capture these things. And I think that it also has some kind of weight to when it is an event where you're inviting external people into your event.
Right.
You know, you can use that as advertising for next year, or you can use it as, hey, look at how much fun we had, or hey, thank you for coming out. There's so many ways that you can utilize those images. It's really, really important to capture those events.
Right. And again, there is no way that you can do stock photography for you know, events. I mean, there just absolutely is not.
No, there's not. And even if, you know, you get the bar or the champagne clinking photos or whatever, you can tell it's a stock image.
Right.
You can tell that was staged. That's not really what happened at your event. And that's probably not what they're going to get next year.
Right. Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny. I was looking at some images in a magazine yesterday, and this is a very professional magazine, very well known. You know, this, you know, and you could tell that person was not in front of that image. You know, it there was just enough there that now granted, I recognize things like that. You know, and many people might look at it and never know, okay, well, you know, there's a reason he's glowing. They didn't do a good clipping path, you know, or whatever. And so, you know, it's best just to do it. And, you know, sometimes you do have to go back and retake. I mean, you know, you like you were saying, you know, you did wedding photography. Okay, you know, you might have to retake the linking of the arms and, you know, all those various things. But, you know, the spontaneity is really where so many of the images just are truly going to shine.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, it just makes me so happy to see those connections of people at events. And it just makes me so happy to see those companies use them on their websites or use them on their social media later. I'm like, oh my gosh, I was there. Right. Like,
I know, what's the event? Yeah. Not just, that's my picture. It's, I was there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and just remembering like, oh, this was the first time they ever won an award and they won six that night, you know, like for PRSA, those Gold Picks Awards nights can be so much fun.
Right.
And I think that capturing those moments for those people is also a big milestone, not just for PRSA and holding the Gold Picks event, but it's for the award winners. You know, there's so many different little stories going on throughout the night that it's like, oh, what if this had just passed and nobody photographed it?
Right. And, you know, because you remember it, but when you're telling that story, you want those images.
Right. Well, and that's such, like I said, we're 65% of the population is visual learners. So if you're applying for a grant, if you have images to attach to your application to tell your story of why you should be receiving this money, that is so, so powerful. Or if you are, you know, doing an event recap internally of how fun it was on your intranet to your employees. That's pretty boring unless you have really fun photos of all the silly Halloween costumes or the ugly sweater Christmas party. Or, you know, if it's Employee Appreciation Day and you did something fun for all your employees. You know, it's really a totally different story when you have visuals versus just text.
Right. Well, now, kind of along the lines of stock photography, what about hiring models? Should you hire someone to you know, and even if it's just, you know, holding up product X, you know, or, you know, what about hiring models?
Sure. So I think that's a part of the conversation that we have when we're doing our consultation and like building out the session. So there's some cases where I think it can be really valuable. I actually worked with the Colorado Horse Council and they just found that using stock images, they either were using the same image that everybody else was using,
right,
the best one, or, you know, the saddle wasn't put on properly, or the bridle wasn't proper.
Oh, no.
They couldn't find the right kind of images to represent how they wanted to portray themselves. And so they actually reached out to local equestrian, and we went with her and her horse, Trix, to her local stable, where she trains for competitions, where she, you know, does all of her things there. And so technically, yes, they had a model, Sydney, come and ride her horse and do all those images that we needed to get for their branding session. So I think that was a really good fit for them, because it'd be really hard to capture those images without another human.
Right.
And, but you know, like myself, if I were to do a branding session,
we can't hire another Bridget.
Well, I'm a one woman show, you know, I don't need a fake team member in here doing those things.
Right. Yeah. Because but, when you're telling people about your business, they go, well, wait a minute, but I saw pictures and there were other people there.
Right. So again, it's that authenticity and it's what makes sense for your business. I do know Cake and Knife, she does sometimes use hand models, but 90% of the time it's her hands, because she's cooking the food and she's presenting the food. And, so I think it really depends on what your business needs are and what is the purpose of the photos. Also, like, how large of a corporation are you, or are you showing a product? If you're, you know, selling a backpack, it'd probably be smart to get some models to wear that backpack.
Right. And ones that probably looked kind of healthy and fit.
Right. Right. Again, fit your brand. So again, that's really unique to every single business and who needs what. And we try to take a good look at your overarching vision for this session so that we get what you need. Right. I don't want you going out and spending money on models if you don't need a model.
Right, right. Yeah. You know, and I think that's something that many times companies forget is, or, you know, business owners, they have friends, they have family, they have employees that probably will do an absolutely fabulous job as the model.
Right.
You know, and they never even stop to think, well, wait a minute, maybe that is who I should have in there.
Right. Well, and I think that's such a fun aspect, is that anyone can be on in a photograph.
Right.
I don't think you need to be a model to model a backpack. And you know, when people tell me that they don't like having their photo taken, I just tell them they haven't had the right photographer yet.
True. Yes. This is not a glamour shot type of, you know, all those weird things we used
to do. Absolutely. So, you know, like I said, if your team is your husband cheering you on in the background, or, you know, your kiddos, you know, listening to podcasts with you in the car and the room at school, we can absolutely use anyone and everyone as a model. It doesn't have to be a technical paid actor model. Well,
and again, it comes back to being authentic. You know, say you're selling athletic equipment, you know, this time of year, there's all these commercials on for the various, you know, exercise facilities, Peloton, all those things. And when all of those people are a size zero, you know, I'm thinking, wait a minute, you know, I'm not a size zero. Why would I want to do this? And so, you know, back to your backpacking example, you know, maybe it's mom, dad, and the kids, and somebody needs to lose 20 pounds, but it's authentic. You know, if it was all Mr. and, you know, Miss Olympus who were, you know, fit and buff and tanned, as the average consumer, I'm going to think, well, no, that product's not for me.
Right. That's way too advanced. I could never use that.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Which is why I think that those initial conversations are so crucial to finding out what you specifically need, and that we don't do, you know, I personally value your time and your dollar. So if you need a 5-hour session with 10 different models, let's not do 5 hours and not hire models.
Right.
So I think that those initial conversations are really crucial to figure out what's going to best tell your story and represent your brand.
Right. You know, and I love the fact that you have those conversations with people. You know, and I was looking on your website, your rates are very reasonable. You know, and I mentioned in your bio that you are in Denver, but you will travel. Obviously, there's an additional fee for that, folks. Don't think, oh my gosh, I can have you come to, you know, wherever. But it's all about the initial conversations. And then it's not just take the pictures and be done. There's a lot of follow-up also.
Right. And I think a key part of that is helping not only understand what you need in your session, but like I said, figuring out that budget and figuring out what makes sense for your business, and then helping you actually apply these images to your business. You know, where can I use these? Where can I leverage this powerful imagery? Where is this best suited for my business? So that they're not just sitting feeling stuck with this gallery of images and, oh, now I don't know what to do.
Right.
I think that it's really important to help guide people through the process afterwards and encourage them, come back if you have another event, or get a new team member, or, you know, all those things. And I will say, for the travel piece, heck yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Now it's a fun thing.
Travel.
Yeah. Yeah. Some places, maybe not so much, but.
No, we can chat. Living in Colorado, I'm not going to say no to going up to Aspen and doing some awesome outdoor wear or something like
this
that.
This is true.
So I think there's so many businesses that have such unique qualities. That's why I don't like to limit location.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. You know, and I think that's the thing that people need to remember is, you know, yes, there's your office, there's your desk, there's your facility,
right.
But sometimes we do need to get out and about. And even if your product isn't something that would be on a ski slope or, you know, on a river raft, maybe it might be funny if it was. I mean, who knows? That, and again, that comes back to telling that story.
Yes. Absolutely. 100% agree.
Great. Well, you know, what have we skipped? What have we missed? Is there anything else you want to tell us? Because this is, I love the fact that, you know, we mentioned the fact that you'd been doing wedding photography. You took a year and a half off and you've rebranded. We didn't even really talk about that process.
I know.
About, you know, completely creating yourself over again. I love that. So, you know, that just means we have to have you on again. You know, it's one of those things that I think so many people, and maybe this is what we'll talk about on a future program, is they think I have, you know, I picked this. I must stay in my lane. I can't, yeah. I can't get out. And so, you know, yeah, well, just have you on again to hear about, you know, how you decided to make this change. But, you know, it's still fairly new. You know, you've been doing this now for a little bit. You had your official launch confetti, all that good stuff not long ago. So how do people find you and connect with you online?
Yes. Yeah, so I am Bridget Marie Images everywhere. So BridgetMarieImages.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. Feel free to come over and chat and hang out. I will say the last piece of information I have is, let's throw a dang confetti party for you. Like, it's so much fun. Let's have fun. I love to try and figure out what makes you excited, what makes you pumped, what makes you feel like your most authentic badass self. And then we'll capture that in your images and paste them all over wherever you need. And so I just said, let's have some fun and sprinkle in some confetti. You know, there's never a bad time for a confetti party.
I know. I know. You know, it's so much fun. Sometimes they're really big and they're like Super Bowl, you know, or sometimes it's, you know, you're in your office and there's little confetti. And it's funny because I think we take ourselves too seriously. And, you know, so what a confetti party is, it's too bad I didn't have something. We should have known. We should have planned this. And we should have had our own little confetti party.
I'll pause for you because I'm in my office.
Yes.
I'm literally right here.
Do you have confetti?
Of course I keep confetti in my office.
All right. Are we ready?
Yay! Yes. Always have confetti on hand.
I love it. And, you know, I was going to ask you for final words. No. Final words are always have confetti on hand. You know, and I love it because it is something, you know, we celebrate the fact that we made it through Thursday. You know, the cat didn't come in and interrupt the program. I mean, all these various things. So have confetti on hand, celebrate those little things. I love it. I love it. So much fun. So much fun. Well, tell us one more time. How do they find you?
BridgetMarieImages.com. Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, come hang out. We'll throw confetti in the air for you and have a great time.
Perfect. I love it. And have camera. We'll travel. You know, you're not just stuck in Denver. And I'm thinking, you know, probably the next time I'm in Denver, I probably should come and have some new headshots. You know?
I love that. I'd love to come hang out with you.
I love it. I love it. You know, this has been fabulous. And Bridget, we do have to have you on again because I want to hear about how you made this transition and decided I'm going to just completely do this different, because I think we do. We get stuck in thinking I have branded myself this way. I have all of this collateral, all these various things.
Yeah.
And you had the courage to be able to change. And I love that. So I want to hear more about that. So Darlin, we'll just have you on again, and maybe we'll be able to convince your mom to come on a little bit too.
All right. Yeah, she's pretty cool. I'd let that happen.
I know. We love Jane. So until next time, I'm Deb Creer. I've been having an absolutely delightful time talking with Bridget Dvorak. And until next time, everyone have a great day.
Tune in for our next program for even more trends, best practices, and techniques for how to make your business a success. The Business Power Hour, hosted by Deb Creer, is proud to be part of the C-Suite Network. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.